Well, it's Christmas Eve, and Santa's making the rounds, and maybe in your life you have some killjoy pointing out to you just how hard it would be for the jolly old elf to visit a few hundred million kids on one night. Well, guess what? Math magnifies the magic. Our next guest has done all her sums, compiling the new book, The Indisputable Existence of Santa Claus, The Mathematics of Christmas. Think of it as a way to make your Christmas a little bit more serene through mathematics, whether you're determining how much garland you need for the tree, how to wrap presents with a minimum of wasted paper, how best to roast a holiday meal, or even cut the cake. Hannah Fry is co-author of this handy guide to jolly geometry and candy cane calculus. She joins us via Skype from her home appropriately in Greenwich, England, 0 degrees longitude. Hannah Fry, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you too.
Well, make your case for Santa Claus. It turns out once you do your calculations, it's a tall order, but not beyond imagining or measuring.
What, the fact that he can visit so many people on a single night?
Yes.
Yes, it is. It is a tall order. It is a tall order. It's something around 300 million homes that he has to get around, which means that he needs to be going at speeds much, much greater than the speed of sound. Still slower than the speed of light. So we know he's not breaking, you know, the laws of physics. But that is a tall order. There's some questions that we just can't quite answer, like the aerodynamic forces on his reindeer would be so enormous that normal mammals couldn't really withstand those kind of forces. So he must have some kind of NASA-style heat shield or some kind of special device to make him immune from those kind of levels of forces. So there are some things that we can't quite answer, but it's just about feasible with a little bit of magic.
You go into the math of tree trimming, buying presents, and as you mentioned, cooking turkey. When you started on this, what was the biggest Christmas problem that you had every year that you could submit to the rigor and rationality of maths?
I think that one of the questions that really sparked off this whole idea of looking into Christmas mathematically was wrapping presents, because I find it so frustrating. If you're wrapping something that's a bit more curved, it's just, no matter how careful you are, you always end up with really annoying folds and creases in the paper. And we discovered actually there is a mathematical reason for that. It comes down to something called the Gaussian curvature, which is a number that basically tells you how curvy something is on its surface. And there's a killer fact, which is that the Gaussian curvature doesn't change no matter how much you bend or fold it. It's a kind of a number that's inherent to that shape itself. So wrapping paper has zero Gaussian curvature, and a ball has positive Gaussian curvature. And that's really the reason why the two kind of don't fit together. You can't neatly wrap a ball. But we did find, while we were researching this book, we did find actually there is a mathematical way to wrap a ball, a soccer ball, if you're kind of giving that as a gift. It's to cut your wrapping paper in a way so it almost looks like a flower. So it has several petals, kind of quite a pretty shape. But the more petals you have, the better. It's quite practical. Apart from the fact that if you want it to be absolutely perfect mathematically, you actually need to have an infinite number of petals, which means that you need to have infinitely sharp scissors and an infinite number of amount of time, rather, to be able to wrap it, to get it ready for the big day.
What's your response to people who say, well, I'm on vacation, I can't be doing figures?
Isn't that the perfect time to play with some mathematics? It's like a logical playground, right? That's what mathematics is for me. And I think when you've got time away from work, away from the stresses of school and whatnot, it's just a really lovely time to just use your mind as a playground.
Hannah Fry is the co-author of The Indisputable Existence of Santa Claus, The Mathematics of Christmas. Have a great holiday.
And you. Thank you.